So the city of Seattle has asked the Union Gospel Mission to work with the people living in the jungle, including helping them move out. Well, so far, the mission has helped about 40 people get into shelters, treatment, or housing. But there are hundreds of people living in the jungle, including Brandy Osborne.
I may not go anywhere. I may sit in my tent door and say, screw you. And thank you, folks. And that, no, don't get me wrong, that's not just to defend the jungle. This is to defend homeless men, women, children, and animals everywhere. Somebody has to stand up for what they believe in. And I don't think they can just keep pushing us all around the neighborhood, you know, and putting us on our little island where they want us so they can run us like robots.
Brandy Osborne lives in that homeless encampment under I-5, and she was talking last week at a KUOW community event to discuss just this issue. Brandy's comments about feeling pushed around probably do not surprise Jeff Lilly. Jeff Lilly is head of the Union Gospel Mission. He says most of the people he's talked to in the jungle do not want to leave.
They've found a place where they can get settled, and for them, it's a place where they've been able to continue the choices they're making. And I'm speaking about addiction and some of the drug use that's going on there. And we estimate, our team has estimated, that it's 90%+ of the individuals under there are wrestling with some type of addiction recently or currently. And we don't want to paint that with a broad brush in the sense of saying that everybody under there is you know, facing addiction, but it's a
culture. You just said 90%.
Yeah. So, well, then my point being there that it is a culture that has a high drug use. So their choice to say, hey, if we stay under here, then that may be a preferred alternative to the alternatives that aren't necessarily satisfactory. If it's a shelter or if it's a recovery program, which means I'm going to have to try to get out of my addiction. Those are things that they're not necessarily choosing at this point.
Meaning if I'm here living under this freeway, I can do these drugs and nobody's going to stop me, and that's what I want.
Yeah.
What do you say to somebody like that?
We have conversations about options and choices and hope for the future. Because they know they're trapped in a cycle that's destructive to their family, to their friends, to, you know, having a job and being able to get back on their feet. It's a compelling conversation. When you talk with them, they're afraid. They're afraid of what the city's going to do when the city moves them. Where do we go? That's an unknown. But they're also afraid living there. And they're fairly clear about that, that this is a situation that scares them, even just staying. So it's a real conversation about that. And as we have that conversation, oftentimes then they begin to stop and say, well, what could I do? What are the options? And that's where our team engages with them and we begin to map out plans. But until there's a better alternative, and it's hard for them to imagine one, then that's exactly what we're doing, is trying to bring hope back into their life that there might be an option.
Well, and you are the Union Gospel Mission, Jeff. At what point does Jesus come into this picture?
We've been clear with the city that is not, we're not leading with a faith component of, you know, saying, hey, we're here to talk about Jesus with you. Quite frankly, what we're there to do is to be Jesus to them. It's to simply love on them, care for them, and listen to them. And we direct them towards the whole battery of services that we have and that the city has, other service providers, everything that's out there. So this isn't a situation where we're out there trying to proselytize or to get somebody to become a Christian. This is a situation where Christians are going out and doing what more Christians should be doing. And it's loving on those that are in great need and helping them and get to a better place.
What do you do when someone doesn't want to accept the help you're offering?
Well, this is the role for us, is to just continue to reach out to them and offer help, and then we'll be there even afterwards to continue to walk with people. And that's something, the mission's 84 years old, doing just this, reaching out to individuals who've found themselves in a hard spot and doing everything we can to help them and get to a better place.
The city has said that people are not going to be cleared out of the jungle unless they've been offered meaningful help and still won't move. So what to you is meaningful help?
Yeah, that seems to be the million-dollar word right there. You know, in this situation, I think we're looking at some individuals who've chosen to kind of go into one of the back corners of our city, and many of them are involved in are wrestling with a drug addiction. So in that case, what is meaningful to them? What is going to be that issue that they say yes to? You know, just offering a basic shelter bed isn't going to satisfy them. They're not going to necessarily move towards that. But at this point, what we feel like is we're not sure they're going to move towards anything than where they are right now.
Jeff Lilly with the Union Gospel Mission, what have you learned over these past couple of weeks about the people in the jungle and what they want and what they need?
Oh, I think that they're just like us. They're not these unusual, strange people. They're people that are wrestling with some difficult challenges in their life, and they need help. It's that type of thing where I think for all of us, we tend to move away from difficult situations. And when somebody's in a difficult situation, we tend to move away from that person. And this has just convinced me all the more that we need to move towards those who are struggling, move towards those that are in hard places, and actually be, you know, moving towards those difficult situations in other people's lives. I know that when I'm in a tough time, I'm comforted most by those friends who move towards me during that time. Oftentimes for all of us, it's awkward when somebody's in a hard place. If we have somebody who dies and, you know, a neighbor of ours, their husband just recently died, and you feel awkward at first, like, what do I do? What do I say? And unfortunately, I think for many people who are facing homelessness, that's what we do as a community. And I believe that one of the best things we can do is actually move towards them, come around them, love on them, care for them, listen to their stories, and see if we can be part of a way to make their life better.
Jeff Lilly, head of the Union Gospel Mission. He told me that the number of people still living in the jungle has gone down a lot over the past couple of weeks, but that most of the people leaving are not going into services. They're just pitching their tents in a different spot. Lilly says that Union Gospel Mission is using legal teams and housing programs and treatment services to try to get people into long-term housing. We have been covering this issue, meeting the people who live in the jungle, meeting people who want to help, meeting people whose job it is to administer this situation in the jungle, also known as the I-5 East Duwamish Greenbelt. That's what some city officials would rather we call that homeless encampment. You will find our coverage of these issues on the web at KUOW.org.